Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your spiritual kickoff. I hope you're ready for a great week, ready to get that kick in the pants from some scripture. So, guys, this week we're going to be looking at Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Love that scripture. Love that scripture. So in Isaiah, so first and foremost, where in the heck is Isaiah at, right? So that could be complicated. I know this, the Bible's big, a lot of books in it. It's hard to navigate it. So I'm going to help you there. We're going to talk about where you can find this scripture. Okay. So we're in Old Testament, first and foremost. So that's Old Testament. That's pre-Jesus, right? We're in the front half of your Bible. So you want to go, I find it easiest to just find Psalms or Proverbs. Most people, they can find those. They're pretty much kind of towards the middle of your Bible. So once you find Psalms and Proverbs, you'll go past Ecclesiastes, and then you'll go past Song of Solomon. Your Bible may Song of Songs. But anyway, once you get past there, then you're at Isaiah, okay? So once you're in Isaiah, go to chapter 40, 31. That's where you'll find this one. And then most people, when they hear this verse, they go straight to the part of like the soaring on wings like eagles. You can probably even hear songs in your head, right? Of soaring on wings like eagles. And it's a beautiful part. I love the analogy, but how does the scripture actually start? Let's go back to that. How does it start? But those who hope in the Lord, okay? Those who hope in the Lord. And hope right here, you can also translate that to wait. So let's just say it that way. But those who wait in the Lord, okay? That is our job as lions. We have to exercise patience. And yeah, I can't even believe I said that out loud. Chris, you talk about a convicting thing to say here, recording a podcast talking about patience. And I'm probably one of the most impatient people that I know. This is something I struggle with, guys. Maybe you can relate. And if you can, we need to go to scripture, and we need to try to let this scripture soak into our hearts, because we got to overcome this impatience thing, right? This is something that I'll battle forever. And it's something, when you're waiting on the Lord, it feels like it takes forever. It takes forever. But you know what? It's His timing, right? So, again, I plan, when I sit down, I like to plan stuff out, right? I get to the point, once I got a plan in place, I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's go do this thing. Let's go do it. What are we waiting on, right? Come on. Time's ticking, right? And so many times when I do that, I screw up. I make a mistake. I forgot something, or, I just went too fast, or I didn't actually break something, and If you break something, you got to go fix it. So you got to remember, sometimes we can get a yes from God, but he still hasn't given us the go. I'm going to say that one more time for you guys listening. Sometimes you can get a yes from God, but he still hasn't given us the go. And this is where men struggle, because we're doers, right? We want to jump right in. We want to get our hands dirty. We want to just bootstrap it, right? Just man up, chest up. Let's go. Let's go. Follow me. I will take you there. But you know what? We need to slow down. You know, the line within us, we could have started this thing a long time ago. You know, God put it on my heart. We had to do our time. We had to build some things, because when God says yes, you need to start doing that preparation, that prep work, because when he says go, you got to hit it wide open. And ever since hitting go on the line within us, guys, 3 episodes a week, we're constantly moving forward. We're constantly trying new things, because when he said go, it is wide open, full throttle. We're not rolling out the gas going into the corner. We're just hammering it, going wide open, because we know that's what he's called us to do. And look, I get it. And we need to understand why it's noble to want to be that doer, to have that doer, and to have that right mentality. We need to make sure that it's his timing. Okay? It's his timing. And we need to make sure that if we're following his timing, you know, we're going to be successful. It's just when we try to get too far ahead. So think about this. Think about making a cake. Now, I know we're on a men's podcast. Why are you talking about making a cake, Chris? I don't know, because I like freaking cake. There you go. So there you go. I like cake. Imagine that. But you can do all the steps. You can have everything, all the ingredients. You can have that stuff, or that batter looks great. You got it in a pan. And you know what? If you don't leave it in the oven long enough, what happens? It gets ruined, right? You end up with a spoon cake, right? You got it. It's just soup, right? If you don't leave it in there long enough, because in that oven, what's happening? The heat's being applied, the timing, and everything's coming together. And then after a certain amount of proper time, when you pull that cake out the oven, then you got something you can really enjoy. And you can really have a good time with. Maybe you can have too much fun with it. That's a health conversation. We'll get into that later. But the bottom line is, you cannot rush it. And just like that oven and the time for baking a cake, God, he is always in control. And it's always his time. His time is always better than our time. We just don't know it. That's why we need to go to Psalm 46:10 and remember, be still and know that I am God. Being still is tough. I get it, guys. This is a spiritual kickoff, Chris. You're supposed to be kicking me off. You're telling me to be still. I understand. But look, as a lion, we know that when in that waiting is when God is moving the mountains. You want to move some mountains? You take it to the Lord in prayer, and then you trust that he, who is the God of the universe, he's going to move. You just got to be ready when he tells you to move. Okay. Again, he can give us a yes. We need to make sure we get the go. Understand that. And we can have hope in the Lord, because he demonstrates his love to us daily, every day. So that strength to walk, to run, and even fly, like this verse talks about, comes from the Lord and his timing. And without patience and prayer, that's really, truly waiting on God, you know, the wind that you're looking for, it ain't going to be there. You're going to end up exhausted, and you won't have strength or the power to accomplish his task. But if you do wait, man, this is where it's good. You will have to spread those wings, baby. And once you spread those wings and fully trust God for the results, just wait. Just wait for that wind to come, and you'll be flying like an eagle. So thriving prayers require patience and waiting on his wind to come. So don't go flap your wings without waiting patiently for God's favor. So guys, think about this scripture. I mean, I know we really talked a lot about patience here, but this scripture tells us that. Hope in the Lord, wait in the Lord, and then you can renew your strength. Then you can soar like eagles. Then you can run and not be weary. And then you can walk, right? And not stumble. You'll be ready. You'll be able to overcome. So guys, I'm praying that this message, this is encouraging to you. You know, this is a spiritual kickoff. It's supposed to be that kick in the pants. So there you go. Isaiah, he gave us a big old kick. I know you guys want to be like eagles. You want to run, not get tired. You want to walk and just keep moving. You want to do all these things. Hope and wait in the Lord. Make sure his timing's right. Make sure even though you got the yes, that you got the go. And then once you got the go, what are you waiting on? Let's do this. But let's roll. At that point, it's game on. So guys, that's what it's all about. I pray that this has been an encouraging kickoff for you. Now you're ready to go get it. So question that I want you to think about this week. What causes insecurity in your life? Insecurity. And I get it. That's a word nobody wants to talk about, right? We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about insecurity this week and why there are so many shots, particularly at the Christian men, trying to keep us insecure, trying to hold us back, trying to make us question every doggone thing that we do. We're going to unpack it. We're going to really dig deep into that. I have a great guest. He's done some phenomenal things. Not going to tell you who it is. You got to come back on Wednesday and check it out. He's going to give us some really good insight into how we can hit insecurity head on. So that's what it's all about. So Isaiah 40, 31, guys, I need you. Seriously, go out there. Take this scripture. Write this one on a note card if you need to. Put it up on a dash. Put it up on your mirror in your bathroom. Wherever you need to do, get this one in your heart. Because you know what? For these SKOs, we do one a week. If you commit to just memorizing this one verse, because usually it's just one verse, guys. I mean, some weeks we do have a couple verses, but typically it's one. But if you commit every week to memorizing the SKOs from the line within us, guess what? In a year, you'll have 52 scriptures ready for battle. Now that should get you excited right there. All right. So guys, again, hope you're enjoying this. Hope this helped you. Go check out thelionwithin.us for all our resources, all the swag, all the Bible studies, everything that we're building, the blogs, the articles, the course. It's all out there. And guys, we're building this stuff to serve you, to help you be the leader you're predestined to be. We know Satan wants you. He's after you. He's after your kids. He's after your wife. He's after your career. He's after your mind. You can be victorious. And we're here to serve you side by side to help you. Go join the Lions Den. If you haven't done that yet, I want you to ball your fist up, look at it, and punch yourself in the head. What are you waiting on? Come on, seriously, join the Lions Den. It's free. And I promise you guys, we're just building a community of strong Christian men who want to come together, help each other, serve each other, and then ultimately, you know, be the iron that sharpens the iron for each other. So go join the Lions Den at thelionwithin.us. That's a great thing you can get going. Check out, again, all the resources, all that stuff. Guys, I pray you have a great week. I pray you come back on Wednesday. Check out this big episode we have coming out. It's going to be great. It's going to be something that's going to really help you in your walk as you try to strive to fight the battle every day. And guys, I know it's a battle. I am in the battle myself, constantly getting heat, you know, getting hammered, it feels like. I get it. You know, if you can give an encouragement, you know, on social media or something like that, that means the world to me. I see all the stuff. I'm doing a lot of stuff on social media. So if I see just an encouraging word, it really does. It picks me up. So guys, there you go. There's a way you can help the Line Within Us right there. Connect with us on social media. Maybe give us a 5-star rating. Write a review. That stuff matters. I don't write the algorithms, guys. I just know how they work. And they want to see engagement. So if you can just engage with us there, if all you ever do from the Line Within Us is just consume every podcast and write one review, thank you. Thank you. But just don't be that guy who just consumes and doesn't do anything. You know, that's not what being a lion is all about. So act. So guys, I pray you have a great week. Come on back. Looking forward to serving you on Wednesday. Remember, what causes insecurity in your life? Think about that. And then also, if you want to soar like an eagle, you need to wait on the Lord. Have a great day, guys. Looking forward to for your feedback. Come on back. I hope you have a great day. Now go out and unleash the lion within. Satan will do everything possible to destroy you. Are you prepared? Start training today with the Leadership for Christian Men Bible Study. The focus of this Bible study will be to help you and your lion's den grow in the areas of health, mind and body, wealth, career and finances, and self, husbands and dads. We know it can be intimidating being a Christian leader. This study will help you identify areas to work on and grow the relationships around you that will make an impact for the kingdom. If you still feel uncertain, remember, God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. See our site, thelionwithin.us, for details. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.